This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
How much money do you want to make today? A couple of bucks? $100? $1,000? $10,000? What? Where are
higher.
You?
Higher.
Let's go higher and higher. Sounds like that old Jackie Wilson song. There is a there's a thing about generations. There's a thing, you know, we're talking a lot about what brings us together and what separates us. That seems to be part of the human discussion, the national discussion and debate. And so I think about what we have put together here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Jennifer Horn is here at your service, as is Victoria Keelan. And so what we do here, for those of you who are new listening in the Chicago area and down Paducah, Kentucky, those areas, we present things in a natural way. For example, there is a division or there's a distance between me and my age and the ages of Jennifer and Victoria. So we bridge that gap with our conversations. Obviously, I'm a man and these are two ladies. And so we bridge the conversation with understanding the different ideas that come from men and from women. And then there is a bridge of political differences. Jennifer is on one side, Victoria is on another.
If you turn on a Dolly Parton song, you may question our differences in gender.
How do you mean? Which song?
You cry like a girl.
I cry like a girl. Well, I cry like a girl. I have emotions, and I'm not afraid to hide my emotions. And I think that that's another dimension here. When's the last time you heard Rush Limbaugh cry on his program? Right. He may be crying in pain now, which is nothing, not a laughing matter, but you know what I'm saying. At any rate, we're here to promote things. Here's, speaking of promoting, I do want to, before we talk about fake news, Jennifer, I'm pursuing, and I'm probably the only broadcaster doing this, the Chinese incursion into American radio. I'm happy to support Senator Ted Cruz, who has called on the owners of U Radio. That's what this company. The other day, I remember I was trying to find, I couldn't remember what the, I don't know why I couldn't. Not exactly difficult. The Chinese government owns U Radio. And U Radio, it's not like, you know, there's a company called K-Love. Have you ladies, you get a K-Love. Most cities now have a K-Love station in them. Do you know how they operate, Jennifer?
I don't, huh?
It's kind of on a, it's almost like the public, they have a combination of advertising and public donations to keep them going. They have a very successful track record in doing that. They have a pretty persuasive message, and it's pretty singular. And so we have a lot of that stuff going on. We have companies like the company you work for that has a political persuasion and wants the broadcast hosts to sort of keep in line with that idea. There are all kinds of different reasons for people buying radio stations and owning radio networks. And so when the Chinese government started to get in on the act, when the FCC said, okay, well, we're going to let foreign money in to buy up our stations and to help our national networks, everybody says, what are you talking about? What are you, nuts? And so they've sort of now pulled back a little bit from that. As a matter of fact, they shut a station down this week in California because they, quote-unquote, discovered problems with their application. Really? Because they have Chinese? And if you see, if you see the logo for the radio station, AM 690, and then a bunch of Chinese letters and characters all around the AM 690. And people started listening. They got somebody actually to listen and translate what was being said on the station, and that was pretty horrible stuff. You know, I said, I made the point the other day, I made it for years, the FCC only investigates complaints that they get from people. They don't ever do any initiative on their own. And so for years, they've had all this Hispanic broadcasting in America, more and more of it all the time. You don't know what, unless you are, you know, speak Spanish, you don't know what they're saying. And they've been saying some pretty, it isn't that they're salacious, but the language that they use is pretty not like what you get on regular commercial English-speaking radio, let's put it that way. But anyway, this Ted Cruz found that the U Radio folks wanted to broadcast the Chinese message in America through a radio station they bought in Mexico. So the Chinese are now own radio stations in Mexico. They're trying to buy radio stations in America, and they're trying to present basically the same message, the same broadcast, in fact. And so the FCC is, quote-unquote, investigating. The station posted a message on their website saying they've been following all U.S. laws. What if our laws are that stupid or that lax that they allow the Chinese government to broadcast anti-American propaganda on stations they own in this country? How do we even deserve to be the number one country anymore if we're this stupid? I mean, really and truly, honestly, ladies, if we are this stupid to allow the Chinese government to buy into radio stations and networks, and the Mexicans the same way. But the only reason the Chinese are buying the Mexican stations is because the signals are powerful enough to get into America.
Yeah, it's their way in.
And they can broadcast their trash. What did you say, Jen?
Yeah, it's their way in.
Yeah. And so I don't even know if there's a lot of discussion about this in the Senate. I know that Cruz is all over it, but who's paying attention? Is there some kind of a bill that would prohibit this or overrule the FCC's judgment in allowing foreign money to come in from just anywhere? That'd be my question, frankly.
Part of the problem, though, is that, you know, Ajit Pai, you know, I'm no fan of his, the head of the FCC, he's a Verizon guy. He's not a broadcast guy. He has no experience whatsoever in television or radio. He doesn't understand any of it. This guy sat on the board of Verizon. He is an infrastructure Verizon network guy. You cannot begin to understand the complexities of broadcasting in America, whether it's public access or on any level, streaming to public access to public radio. He doesn't understand the nuances of any of it, and I don't think he cares. I really don't. I think he looks at this and says, well, yeah, why not? This is a chance to make money, so let's do it. And I think it was probably as simple as that.
Well, maybe you can equate this to what's going on at Facebook, but even though Facebook is privately owned, and they don't stand, well, they're not, let me put it this way, they're not publicly regulated, at least by the government, at least not yet, but there are a lot of...
they're publicly traded, though, right?
Yes, they are publicly traded.
So they've got some regulations from the SEC.
Right. Well, but now they're being impacted by people. See, it's much better, for example, I think it's much better for people to know that the Chinese are buying into these radio stations or networks and to have the public react to it one way or another, whether to get the government to do something about it or just to boycott it themselves. And I think the same sort of thing is going on over at Facebook, where you see all kinds of people organized now to boycott their policies around the content that it either monitors or doesn't monitor, whatever. There have been some people who have claimed that in this era of focus on Black Lives Matter, that there is something called, there's a group that has been put together that's referring to itself as Stop Hate for Profit, and they're really going after Facebook because Facebook hasn't done anything about the hate and the bias and discrimination that's all over their platforms. So
Mark Zuckerberg wants to stay out of everything, and in 2020, at this moment in time, you can't just stick your head in the sand and hope it all goes away. So his lack of policy is really kind of biting him in the butt right now.
Yeah,
but then you have Twitter on the other side, which is a total overreaction.
Yeah,
of, you know, going after. Well, there in some cases Twitter is overreacting, but in other cases. Did you hear about the, you know, the video of, I don't know if you guys have seen it. It was a trending viral video. A little white baby and a little black baby running towards each other and hugging. The parents had filmed it. There's an agency that buys those viral videos and basically owns the rights to them. There's some group that makes a lot of pro-Trump videos altered the video to make it look like the white baby was running away.
Right,
from
they were making
the black
a point
baby.
About how the news media operates. I saw it. Yeah.
Right, but the problem is President Trump retweeted that on Twitter, and Twitter took it down because the parents are suing for the people who own the copyright to it. They're suing, saying, well, wait a second, we did not give you permission to use the content
that's
of the
fine
video.
If they're suing, and take it down.
But that's why Twitter took that down.
Well, but
there's
Twitter's
a lot of
not
stuff
taking,
that gets...
Twitter's not tagging Trump's tweets about voter fraud, which, by the way, are true. And they're also, like, the one that they did this week was President Trump saying, under my watch, or something like this, people will be prosecuted if they continue to topple the statues. It was something like that. I'm paraphrasing.
His threats against... It was a
and
violent
so then that
threat
was,
against
It was protesters. Not a violent threat. It was...
Well, okay, well, that's
I mean,
how it was
going to jail
that's why
for
it was
breaking
taken down.
Going to jail for breaking the law is not an abuse of power. I mean, that's just what is going to happen or should happen. And Twitter marks that as abusive behavior. I mean, here's the thing. I wouldn't care. Twitter can do whatever they want. I find it very hypocritical that they have certain targets and not others. It's the same story with
Jimmy Kimmel.
It's like Jimmy Kimmel wears blackface and he's fine. Megyn Kelly talks about blackface and she's fired. People are a bunch
of
hypocrites.
That was
just showing.
But don't we all agree though that Fox or that the Today Show wanted to get rid of Megyn Kelly? I don't really think it's because she brought up a question about
blackface.
But that's
the reason that they gave. That's the reason they gave.
Well,
is that she was gone
really
because
is,
of that?
Yeah. It's all about here in Framingham. We'll cap the conversation with just yesterday or the day before, one day this week, a noose was found in a locker at one of the charter schools in Framingham.
Who has all these nooses on
a real one or a garage pole? Because we have to make
sure
that
there's no garage
pole. No, but there were a lot of nooses that were found leading up
but
to that.
But that was, you're right.
Wallace
the thing
story.
With Bubba Wallace was a complete phony baloney.
Well, not on his part. He's gotten so much backlash now. It's horrible. People are attacking him, saying he made up the story.
No, it wasn't him at all that made up the story.
I don't think anybody,
people.
I mean, I'm not saying that, but I think that his crew is probably a little emotional and charged, and, you know, they saw something and
is
they interpreted it the wrong way. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Mm-mm. Anyway, food for thought. Oh, we were going to talk about science in the public interest. Well, we'll do that in the next half hour. Okay.
Too.
All right. Stay tuned. 18 past. This is the DJV program.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Prince in your ear. How many people recognize When Doves Cry as it starts this way? I think it takes a while for some people that don't remember. Right now you get it, right? Now you know it's When Doves Cry. At the beginning, you sounds like maybe a Prince song. Which one is it? All right, so obviously, as we get into our music portion of this hour of the DJV show, we got some news about Prince. A bunch of Prince fans in Minnesota actually launching a campaign to remove a statue of Columbus and replace it with a statue of Prince. Not a bad idea, actually.
I think it makes sense.
It does in Minnesota. It sure doesn't make any sense to have any statues of Christopher Columbus anyplace except in a trash heap. And the petition, which has more than 10,000 signatures, says that Prince represents Minnesota values a whole lot more than Columbus does. I'd say amen to that. Here in Minnesota, communities are reigniting the demand to bring down the monuments to Christopher Columbus, we don't have to go through his routine.
A lot of people don't know. You'd be surprised.
He enslaved, he had a lot of black slaves. He raped and murdered natives in America. They gave him diseases and stuff. You don't know? You don't think people know that?
Well, I don't know if people know to the extent, because Columbus
This is a groundswell.
And children's rhymes and...
Yeah. Well, Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. Yeah, right. Well, he did do that. That's true. Rather than glorify a man who wanted to extinguish black and native peoples, we ought to honor members of our community whose leadership we find inspirational. So say the Values Minnesotan group. The petition started a couple of years ago, has experienced renewed interest because of what happened with George Floyd, and that was a Minneapolis occurrence. Second part of this is calling for the state capitol statue of Columbus to be replaced with one chosen by the native community. Well, I don't know about that, but they sure as hell should get rid of Columbus and come up with something everybody can agree with rather than have the disconcerting focus on Columbus. And this is not, I know some of my Italian friends say, how dare you talk that way about Columbus? Columbus was a no good philandering jerk. And he has, we have no business touting. And this is just about history being rewritten or written poorly to begin with.
It's whitewashed.
Literally.
Yeah. Yep.
Earlier this month, there's a petition also sought to replace the statue of a former KKK leader with a statue of Dolly Parton.
But, you know, if you think about it, it sounds kind of like, oh, yeah, you know, Dolly Parton. Well, why not? Dolly Parton has done so much amazing charity work.
Yeah.
She's an American icon. So is Prince.
She makes us feel good.
So, yeah. And
when's the last time there was a KKK person that made you feel good, unless you're a racist
pig? Well, depends who you talk to, I guess, right? But why don't we have these monuments of current people who make a difference in our collective conscience? And I don't know. I think a statue of Dolly Parton anywhere is a good thing.
And she is statuesque.
It's a lot of metal.
It's top heavy, but, you know.
Well, you ladies said it, not me. 26 past the hour. Kesha delivering covers of the T-Rex classic Children of the Revolution for a new compilation album. The Hal Willner-produced Angel-Headed Hipster, songs of Mark Bolan and T-Rex. Kesha recorded the classic track while accompanied by an orchestra in the studio. She says, through a stroke of luck, I met the incredibly talented and kind Hal Willner. We were in the same studio, and he mentioned that he was working on a project that involved honoring Mark Bolan. I excitedly started rambling about how much T-Rex has influenced my music and my style. Right there, we decided to record our own incarnation of Children of the Revolution. I'm excited for the world to finally hear it. This project was so exciting and important to the late, great Hal. I'm humbled to be part of this project honoring one of the most magical artists of the...
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump very happy about an order from a federal appeals court dismissing the case against his former national security advisor Michael Flynn, who had been convicted of lying to the FBI.
He was treated very, very horribly by a group of very bad people, and I think you'll see things are going to start to come out.
The president yesterday praising Flynn for his courage and again alleging that his presidential campaign had been spied on by the Obama administration. The appeals court order telling a lower court judge to dismiss the Flynn case despite the fact that he did plead guilty to lying to the FBI about contacts with Russian officials. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut now telling visitors from 9 states that have surging coronavirus numbers to quarantine for 14 days if they visit those 3 states. The order takes effect today. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
The CDC now says the nation could reach 150,000 coronavirus deaths over the next few weeks. Predictions from 20 different models show the death toll likely to surpass at least 130,000 by the 18th of July. Higher death rates expected in states like Arizona, California, and Florida, which are already seeing surges in cases. Two independent watchdogs are investigating to try to determine whether the Justice Department targeted cannabis companies for political reasons. Congressional testimony yesterday revealing the Justice Department's Inspector General and the Office of the Special Counsel have been looking into how the DOJ handled two cannabis suppliers that wanted to merge. The department reportedly put exceptional demands on the two, allegedly to slow the growth of the cannabis industry because of Attorney General William Barr's animosity towards that sector. Hulu is now pulling Scrubs episodes that feature blackface. The streaming service has decided to remove three episodes of that medical sitcom that featured characters in blackface. Variety reporting the show's creator, Bill Lawrence, and ABC Studios did ask Hulu to take down those episodes. And AAA expects Americans to hit the road this summer despite the coronavirus pandemic, expecting a travel decline of about 15% from last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Four after the hour here on the BJV program. Derek, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and some food news. Foodies. We always like to go down the street because it provides a nice welcome disconnect from all the other stuff. And it's important, right, Victoria? This is important stuff.
It is. Very important stuff. So if you are a Costco fan, and there are millions of Costco fans in the country, then you are probably upset by the news that the Costco half sheet cake is no longer available. This is something that I have been to. I think we've all, maybe knowing or unknowingly, have all been to an event, family gathering, graduation, birthday, whatever, and a Costco sheet cake is sitting right there. And so these are normally... The Costco, the half sheet cakes, you can take them home, decorate them yourself, or you can have the store do it. They've now eliminated them. They kind of did it in a very sheepish way. They didn't make a big announcement. It was kind of an after note that they put on a Facebook, ad for graduation gifts and graduation cakes. And so people slowly picked up on this. And now they had to release a statement saying, we are currently not selling our half-sheet cakes at any U.S. location, and as of right now, we have no immediate plans to bring them back. We're focusing on our smaller 10-inch white and 10-inch chocolate cakes to replace them.
So people not happy with this.
I have a Costco card. I don't buy any food yet.
It is lame, and I don't know why they're. I don't know why they're doing it.
Why? Because coronavirus, and they don't want people. They don't want to encourage big gatherings, so they're not contributing to that. Yeah. At least that's what I read in the article I found. Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Okay.
Hi, Jennifer. What do you want to contribute to this conversation about food?
Well, science constantly disproves itself. How many times have we had this conversation? Coffee is great for you. Coffee will kill you. Coffee's great again. We've heard masks. Don't wear them. You don't need them. Now you absolutely need them. Well, the latest is about drinking. Yeah. And there is a new study that's out.
Drinking wine or drinking soda or drinking water?
Drinking alcohol. So remember during the pandemic, we were all told that everybody was out getting sloshed. Everybody was drunk. Well, apparently it was just Victoria and me. It was not everybody. Because it's been a drier 2020 than anyone realized. They say some businesses saw an increase in the sale of alcohol during coronavirus lockdowns, but it turns out that Americans have been drinking less during the pandemic. Now, this flies in the face of what we've been told, that everybody's eating and drinking like crazy.
Then it's just my friends and me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just the two of us, I guess. I don't know. This is likely due, they said, to the high volume of alcoholic beverages sold at live events, concerts, sports, and social gatherings. And since those things aren't happening, alcohol sales have taken a hit. Shipments of alcohol to bars, restaurants, and venues, that saw a significant decrease during the lockdown. Bloomberg reports that the loss in sales is significantly larger than the increase in sales from grocery stores and other businesses selling alcohol for home consumption. Some experts are wondering if alcohol sales will return to normal after the pandemic passes, or if people have created new habits of not drinking. Nah, I don't think so. Come on.
Lovely.
Yeah, apparently, and the analysts also say, by the way, good news for all you show-off young people. Not only are you young, but apparently analysts say that those younger kids are more interested in staying healthy. So they've been driven towards lighter drinks and hard seltzers anyway prior to the coronavirus. So the hard alcohol drinkers, those people apparently.
It's just more grapefruit kettle vodka for me. That's fine.
There you go.
Which is delightful. The new kettle line that has the herbal stuff in it. Oh my god, it's grapefruit.
I haven't tried
rose.
It, but I would like that.
It is a vacation in a glass. That's all I'm gonna say.
So what am I missing by not getting sloshed like the two of you?
We're not getting sloshed. We're just enjoying it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If you're getting sloshed, then that's different than you know.
Right.
Yeah. Starbucks.
You're sipping. You're just getting slightly sloshed.
Launching a new breakfast sandwich. Okay, Impossible Foods in at Starbucks. This is supposedly, I think they're using Beyond Meat at Dunkin' Donuts, right? The Dunkin's using Beyond Meat.
I think Dunkin' is Beyond.
Starbucks is Impossible.
Yes, I think so.
Right. All right, this big battle between the two.
It is a big battle between the two, but you know, I was surprised that... that Starbucks has been very behind the times in terms of having a vegan option or a vegetarian meat option. Mm-hmm. And I was really surprised because I used to go into Starbucks all the time before lockdown happened. And, it's very weird that they didn't get on this.
Dunkin',
and then Dunkin' Donuts got on it, and, you know, and they're selling a lot of them.
Yeah.
So
I stopped at a Dunkin' Donuts and had one of them. It was actually, it didn't taste bad.
Yeah, the Beyond Sausage and Egg Sandwich?
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Daisy and I both enjoyed it. We were traveling in New York State, and there's nothing anywhere on Route 88. Pull off. There's a Dunkin' Donuts. Get some diesel fuel and have one of these Impossible thingamabubbers. Anyway, so that's what's going on at Starbucks. Nathan's hot dog eating contest over the 4th of July. Big changes because of the virus. A lot of gatherings, not only this one, but a lot of them, putting a lot of people together is risky. But this year, the Nathan's contest will be held inside in a large open warehouse rather than outside. The contestants will be spaced out. I guess it depends on how you take that. You got to be spaced out to want to eat this many damn hot dogs. Anyway, the average person eats 15 to 20 of these when they in the contest anyway. They say, Nathan says, we'll be very careful, follow all the safety guidelines. We'll social distance, require masks. How do you eat a hot dog with a mask on? How do you do that?
I think
that?
The masks are on the judges and other people.
No, right, that could be.
Or you just cut a little round hole and just whoop right through.
Contestants seated at a 30-foot-long table, separated by 6 feet. MC stands 6 feet back from them. Staff will wear masks and gloves. The eaters will have several large plates of hot dogs in front of them. The annual event goes back to 1916, when Nathan first opened his restaurant. It's been airing on ESPN. I don't even begin to understand how they think this is a sports thing, but that's...
Well, ESPN has the spelling bee. ESPN kind of does... Mm-hmm. I don't think it's regular ESPN, isn't it? Isn't it ESPN 2 or 4 or 8 or whatever?
Right, yeah.
Ocho.
Ocho. The ground beef, this is another reason we go from Costco to Walmart. Why would you buy ground beef at Walmart? 43,000.
Because that's where people buy groceries.
Yeah, sometimes the only choice.
Yeah.
For someone who's traveled around the country
as much as you have, I'm shocked that you find it sort of unfathomable that Walmart is
the
grocery store
for that reason.
For so many people.
I just find it unfathomable that a store like Walmart would be selling this stuff, but it does speak to why there are so many problems. Yeah, I know, but it's not, I don't know, it just doesn't feel the same. E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, all over the place. Products were under the brand names Thomas Farms and Market Side Butcher, contaminated with E. coli. It was shipped to retail locations
more
all around the
Joe
country.
Exotics. Tiger.
Yes, totally.
So what? I didn't get that. What are you laughing at?
We learned that apparently the offshoot meat, the stuff that gets left like in the underwear aisle, gets like put in the extras, like the overflow, and Joe Exotic bought it and he'd feed it to his tigers.
Really?
And mm-hmm. sometimes he just eats the topping. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
The ladies have one on me here, folks, and maybe...
You need to watch it so you know what we're talking about.
Okay. Here's an explanation. I just love to hear the two of you giggle. When we're going to the store now, people say, oh, the food's so expensive. Hello, duh. Because we have, because of the virus, that's how this all started. Food prices are going up, not only because there isn't enough food, but because people are actually understanding what it costs to grow this stuff. And there isn't enough in the food supply chain. Now, this is a ruse, kind of, from my point of view. You've heard me talking for a long time, both on this program and on my specialty show, The American Family Farmer, that airs on a lot of these same stations. That's a program. It really is. It surprises me how fast that American Family Farmer show is growing, Victoria. Victoria helps put the show together. It really is becoming very popular. Every week we add a new station or two.
Great.
At any rate, the focus on why it costs, let's see, for example, last month the cost of food, groceries in general, rose 2.6%. It went up an average of 1.5% a month in March and April, and the most expensive stuff, largest increase is in the meat department, 4.3% gain in that in the last month or so, and the cost of eggs and stuff up by 24%, that kind of stuff. It's because people want to pay. They can't find it in the store, and they realize that going to the farm where the stuff comes from is actually a better choice because they get it fresh. Can you imagine? I don't know how many of you can imagine this. I remember as a kid going, one of my jobs was to go to the hen house and collect the eggs. And it always scared me because the chickens, if you reach in under a chicken to grab an egg, they'll go after you, especially if they're in, you know, they're sitting on the egg for a reason. And so I was, my job, it was kind of, that was the joke that, you know, I went in and I didn't know any better. And so I learned fast that I didn't want that job. As a matter of fact, they'll chase you out of the hen house. They'll peck at your legs. Yeah, that's how serious they are about it. On my farm now, I let chickens wander around so that the kids can go in and get the eggs.
Good.
Oh yeah, the eggs are fabulous.
Yep.
If you, I mean, I say that because everybody comes and tells me how fabulous they are. I feed them to Daisy. I don't know. Once in a while I have a hard boiled egg. But anyway, I'm using that as an example of what people are discovering and how much better it is. You just said it, Victoria. How much better the taste is all of these people are realizing they haven't grown up on the farm. I've been around this food all my life, so I know how good it tastes. But if you're not from it and you're removed, you know, the stuff that comes from California that looks nice and green, it's all wet and stuff in the store, but it tastes like sandpaper or worse. So you're getting, and there's no nutritional value to it whatsoever. That's one of the reasons the supplement business has grown as much as it has in America, because the food doesn't provide you with the nourishment that you'd like to think it would, or it should. But when you're trucking stuff from California to New Jersey, it, you know, takes 3 days of constant travel in a refrigerated truck. It loses, in the first, corn, for example, in the first 24 hours after you pick an ear of corn, it loses 50% of its taste and value. And then it goes down pretty markedly from them. So today you can go to the store and buy Florida corn, even Georgia corn, but it's been shipped up here. It's probably 4 to 5 days, maybe 6 days old by the time you see it. And, you know, you may put it in the refrigerator for a day. It just doesn't, it doesn't even have the taste. There's nothing better, and I say this knowing maybe there's a prejudicial side to this, than going out into my friend's cornfield and picking a couple of ears of corn, bringing them home, and husk them and cook them. That's the fabulous thing. And you can do that. You know, you go to the local farmer and go, you know, sometimes you can go pick your own corn, pick your own berries, pick whatever, bring it home, and then you realize what you've been missing. And that's kind of what's come out, that you realize what you've been missing.
Yeah, that's my whole childhood in the summertime, because Jersey is known for tomatoes and corn. And Jersey tomatoes are so good, and the and Jersey corn is delicious. And I remember my mom would just, there was a farm stand not even that far, a couple miles in the next town away, and there was a farm stand there where they grew corn on a small farm, and that was the best corn. We would cook it that night. It was delicious.
Yep. I don't know if we celebrated National Eat Your Vegetables Day. That was earlier, I think, this week. You can manage, there's a little experimentation that goes with what we're just talking about here. How the, when you go to the store and buy something there and then go to the farm and buy the same thing and cook them together and see what the taste difference is, that's how you know, that's how to celebrate National Eat Your Veggies Day. There's a survey that finds a lot of people have forgotten how to drive after being in lockdown. That's our clip of the day today at djvshow.com. So each day what we do is put up a little portion of the program, a little slice of a conversation we have. So this one is a focus on how to drive in various circumstances. You check that out. Plus, our show every day, all day, is available in its entirety through the day at djvshow.com.
For James Whelan, being diagnosed with a common skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, came as a surprise. James had never thought a little spot on his skin could be serious, but it was.
I was looking out for irregular moles, but what I thought was just an infected pimple turned out to be advanced CSCC, and it had already spread deep into my skin and through my shoulder and into my chest.
James was among the nearly 75% of Americans not familiar with CSCC. Although often cured when caught at an earlier stage, in some cases, CSCC can progress and become serious. After his diagnosis, James learned the importance of being proactive with his skin health.
I had multiple surgeries and other types of treatment, but when the CSCC progressed, I had to work with my team of doctors to figure out my options.
This summer, know the facts about advanced CSCC. Visit skincancer.org/CSCCfacts to learn more. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals, but they still want to help you get the best sleep of.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
For questions for Dr. Ken, Dr. Ken Kronos here. I'm Doug Steffen. So the first one is a circulation, I guess a compilation of all of the things now. There are two big items that people are talking about. The virus is one, and Black Lives Matter, or however you want to interpret what's going on in the black community. So my question to you, through an intermediary here, is how much medical decision making is different for blacks than whites, would you say? Is there, when you look into some of the treatment decisions that are made, a lot of people say because blacks don't have enough money, they don't get the same health care as white people do. What's your answer? What's your observation? What's your thought?
I can only talk for myself, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, well, and, talk to whomever.
I've
got the best example with you, if you want.
I'm a great admirer of Martin Luther King. You know, I don't really, believe it or not, when I treat a patient, it's colorblind. There are some drugs that that affect African Americans more effectively than Caucasians in cardiology, one especially that I can think of. So that's where one place where you have to acknowledge race. And also there are some illnesses that tend to genetically accumulate more with African Americans. But in terms of
diabetes, an example of that, or high blood pressure? That's
high blood pressure, especially. Mm-hmm. I think part Why? Diet, but there's also, I think, genetic in the African-American population, genetics. There's just so much more hypertension than there
so
is
would
in
they
most
be
other
more,
racial groups.
Would black Americans be more...
And they also respond better to salt limitations. Some races don't respond well as much to elimination of sodium, and African Americans tend to be very salt sensitive regarding their blood pressure.
All right. So let's take this one step further. You talk a lot about AFib because as a cardiologist, you see a lot of that in your practice. Blood pressure does contribute to that. So are black people more likely to get AFib because of the various and sundry other influences that they live with?
There might be a bit of an increase, but, you know, it has a lot to do with how well they as an individual control their risk factors. You know, how well they're down to ideal body weight, what their diet looks like, what their exercise looks like. So, you know, there's definitely not two methods, a racial change that I'll give the same quality of care to anybody. That's just me.
Well, that's you. Exactly. All right, next I have a question about the approval of a prescription video game for children with ADHD. I've long felt that ADHD, this is my own spin on this, and some of the other things you and I argue about this come from having too many vaccines. But the ADHD thing also is a result of exposing children too soon to television or screens, that kind of stuff, because their brains just can't handle it. So it's interesting. I thought, this is a prescription video. You ever heard of this before?
Well,
a prescription video?
Well, the FDA supposedly approved this.
Yeah.
And it's, I have not seen the video, but there must have been some testing of it to show that it's effective. Or the FDA wouldn't have approved it, but...
Does it seem counterintuitive, though, to you? I mean, back to some of the things we were talking about on Good Day Health, the essence of who you believe and who you don't anymore, because all these journals are proving to be sidewired, and the FDA, we all know, is politically influenced. So how do we know this isn't yet another example of a lot of stuff from the Blarney Stone?
This is where trust is a big problem, and that's why... What has happened recently in medicine is very distressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Question about tinnitus. Tinnitus? How do you pronounce it? You say tinnitus, don't you?
Tinnitus. Ringing in the ear.
All right. So there's some science that shows that it doesn't have anything to do with your ears. You buying into that? What could it? It's a brain thing instead of your ears. It's somewhere in your brain there's something screwy.
So anyone who's had this knows how horrible... The ringing, the buzzing, the roaring, the clicking, hissing, humming, it's just a horrible thing. It can be due to inner ear hair cell damage. It can be due to chronic health conditions. You can have injuries to the brain also that can cause this.
All right. There's the story. A lot of good action here. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kronhaus at 59 past the hour.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.